tucked into the Laurel Highlands, suspended over a waterfall, is one of architect Frank Lloyd Wright's most recognizable accomplishments, Falling Water. The home was designed for Pittsburgh businessman Edgar Jake Hoffman in 1938, and the landmark has been overseen by director Linda Wagner for decades. Now she's preparing for retirement. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young visited Wagner at Falling Water to talk about her impact on the site and its future.
Evergreens, hemlocks, and rhododendrons make it a remarkable setting, even in the depths of winter. But one of the first things you learn in the offices at Falling Water is ask before you touch.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's all right. It's just original furniture.
But director Linda Wagner explains that's part of what makes this space so unique. It feels like a home, lived in. She's carried on that vision from one of the property's first residents, Edgar Kaufman Jr.
He didn't want it to seem like a typical museum where you walked in and you had roped off areas that you would follow a path through and it would seem overly precious.
The visitor experience has been a focus of Wagner's tenure. There isn't a proliferation of signs and garbage cans. It's natural and intuitive. She looks at the site holistically and has acquired a lot of the land from the north on Route 381 and the south coming from Ohio Powell State Park. An old farmstead was restored to look like it did in Kaufman's days.
So all of those things, we think, provide the context for the building and prepare people for the experience of the site.
But getting Falling Water to this point has been a long road. When Wagner first saw the house, it had only been open to the public for 1 year. It was 1965, and she was interviewing to be a tour guide.
It bowled me over. And I looked at it and realized to myself that my life had changed somehow.
She came back in 1985 as a consultant, then curator, then director. But in the 90s, she realized there were some major structural issues.
Well, the cantilevers were in danger of collapse, so we had to strengthen the building, and that was a major undertaking.
More staff was needed to raise money and manage a restoration. The campaign expanded to cover a sewage treatment plan, not easy for a site built on rock. After that, they had to get a handle on the collections, countless sculptures and paintings owned by the Kaufmans.
This is not an ideal building in any sense of the word for holding collections. We have high UV light levels in the building, no curtains on the windows. Humidity is, as you can imagine, a challenge when you're located directly over a waterfall, and no air conditioning in the building.
But Wagner's biggest impact may be the expansion of the education program, including tours for public schools in Fayette County, which doesn't have a traditional museum.
So we can teach a lot of the same lessons that one would gain at an art museum through Falling Water. I mean, architecture covers so many disciplines. It's math, it's writing, it's aesthetics, it's all of those things.
Although the site's economic impact on the region has grown, Wagner hopes to take it even further with a UNESCO World Heritage Site nomination, which could draw many European visitors. She plans to keep helping with the process, which could take another 9 months.
Falling Water presumably will be here for hundreds of years to come. Frank Lloyd Wright's star might not be as high as it is today, 200 years from now, but it will assure that people will continue to value this building.
As far as Wagner's legacy, she feels like being made director broke a glass ceiling, especially at a time when all her predecessors were men.
And they were often not particularly qualified for this position. They might have been in another industry altogether. And you sort of have to prove yourself. I think that's my whole generation had to do that.
Now, she says the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy, which owns Falling Water, has plenty of female leaders. And she's seeing more in the industry at large, too. Looking back, she says the thrill of Falling Water never faded for her.
And I wouldn't have stayed as long if it had, but there's always something new. It's nature, so it's always changing. I think one of the testaments of a masterpiece is that it doesn't grow old. You're constantly finding new connections, new things about it that you hadn't seen before. No, it's fabulous.
But now, at almost 70 years old, Wagner says she's ready to do some traveling in her retirement. Japan is at the top of her list. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Virginia Alvino Young.